And the freaks and the nerds in war. And the straight and the curves in war. Forward and reverse in war. That was Damian Marley, which samples Marcus Garvey. And on this day in history, on this June the 10th, Marcus Garvey in 1940 passed away. Of course, we all know who he was, one of the great African-American leaders, nationalist leaders in this country, who passed away on this day in 1940. We remember him with that piece by Damian Marley. A lot happened on this day in history. So we're going to go through it as quickly as we can and get into our conversation with our guests on this June the 10th. This is a day in 1692. We've talked about this. This has been coming up week after week with different pieces of it. This is when the Salem witch trials began to take place in Salem, Massachusetts. It was to go after certain detestable arts called witchcraft and sorceries, which is really a cover to when they hung this woman, Bridget Bishop, the first woman to be hanged on Gallows Hill on this day in 1692 in these witch trials. It was really to go after the power of women in that community and then undercut it. And any woman of independence was seen as a witch, and they began to have these incredible trials that led to the death of many women in New England territories. This was the day in 1854 that James Augustine Healy became the first African-American Roman Catholic bishop. He was ordained in Paris at the Notre Dame Cathedral. On this day in 1898, U.S. Marines went into Cuba, the beginning of the Spanish-American War, and as we talked about in an earlier program in Days in History, this was like an extension from pre-Civil War days when the Confederacy wanted to annex Cuba to keep slavery alive, and the U.S. always wanted to run Cuba, and now it was his chance to do that. This is a day in 1935. Those of you, this is that Dr. Robert Smith takes his last drink, and Alcoholics Anonymous was founded on this day in 1835. And on this day in 1964, the first time the U.S. Senate ever imposed cloture on a civil rights measure, ending the Southern filibuster by a vote of 71-29, and the Civil Rights Bill was passed on public accommodations and fair employment, signed by President Johnson on July 2nd. On this day, the man who killed Martin Luther King, James Earl Ray, escaped from prison in 1977 and was recaptured on June the 13th. On this day, Nelson Mandela was imprisoned in South Africa on this day in 1980, and he made the public statement, "Unite, mobilize, fight on. Between the anvil of united mass action and the hammer of the armed struggle, we will crush apartheid," on this day in 1980. This is the day last year, 2013. That Edward Snowden was identified as the source for the leaked information about the NSA's prison program to the United Kingdom's Guardian newspaper and began the sojourn we're still wrestling with today over government secrecy and information, who knows what, and those records are still being released. On this day in 1760, Richard Allen was born. Richard Allen was born a slave, but his slave master was moved by a sermon he heard and allowed all the people who he owned to buy their own freedom, which he did. And he went on and moved to Philadelphia and became the founder of the African Methodist Episcopal Church in 1793 and a leader in the abolitionist movement, formed the first Negro convention in 1800 in Philadelphia, the largest mass organization of free African Americans to fight against slavery. Then hundreds of people were killed in the riots against that. 1,200 African-Americans fled to Canada, and he kept going back and forth. But he was born on this day in 1760, one of the great leaders in American history. On this day, Victoria Woodhull died in 1927. She was the woman in the 1880s, I believe. I forget the exact date. But she ran as president, and Frederick Douglass ran as her vice president, one of the early feminist leaders who moved to Britain and died on this day in 1927. And on this day in 1946, the great Jack Johnson died on this day in 1946, America's heavyweight boxing champion of all kinds of mystery and lore. Many more people were born and died on this day. Much more happened. But to find all that out, just go to sinoshow.org and click on our Day in History. It'll all be right there. Stay with us. We're going to come right back with our conversation today about labor and the environment. Stay with us.